There we go then.
Right then, LFU, it's lads pre-match pod time. And hey, doesn't this feel good? We're Premier League for another year. One more year of... hopefully it's not one more year of Premier League action, but another year of Premier League football for Leeds United. Oh, thank you, Arsenal. And thank you, VAR. I'm not going to say anything more on the decision, but thank you, VAR. Anyway, this is Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, whatever you're doing, even if you sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, need to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of football. And tonight's game, well, it could have been a massive game for us, depending on results of yesterday's action, or even just if we manage to screw it up. But we haven't. It's Spurs away tonight. And let's just talk about last week's game against Burnley. The game that inevitably got us over the line to stay in the Premier League. Wow. A much needed win. 43 points. We're safe. That's it. It's done and dusted. There is no panic anymore. Let's see what I had to say after the game when I didn't know we had Premier League safety.
Leeds United 3, Burnley 1. As expected, the result we needed. Very important 3 points, and it definitely does feel like we're going to be safe now. I just don't see how not. You know, we're on 43 points. We can't be that nervous anymore. Of course, there still is a bit that kind of goes, do you know what, it could happen. But we're on 43 points. We've got an important 3 points from our final 4 games now. Maybe we can get a point next week against Tottenham, a point against West Ham, or even a point against Brighton, and that's it, done and dusted. But a great result, just what we needed. Loads of confidence now. We can relax just that little bit more. Come on, Leeds.
And we can just sit back and watch the world burn, can't we? We can watch it burn. It feels good. I would waffle about the game. However, there isn't really much point in doing it anymore. There isn't. We're safe. That's it. Done and dusted. What is there to complain about? There's nothing to complain about. A fantastic performance on Friday night against Burnley. And just crack on with tonight's game. But before we talk about everything Spurs away, let's do the Merv Awards. Merv Awards time. This is where we go and rate every single player out of 10 that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Burnley at home under the lights at Elland Road on that Friday night. So let's just jump straight into it. A solid performance all round from the players. So, sorry, there is a lot of repeats of a certain number. But nevertheless, we'll add up all the scores at the end of the season when those final 3 games happen, and we'll see who is the Merv Award winner for Leeds United this season. What has been a fantastic season for Leeds United. Thank God it ended like it did. No worry in the world whatsoever now. So let's get stuck into it. Carl Darlow in goal, of course. He gets a 7. Didn't have an awful lot to do. Didn't have a lot on his plate with Burnley. They just weren't that fantastic going forwards. Of course, they got that one goal. But in the grand scheme of things, it didn't matter. Was I nervous at the time and Burnley could get 2 goals back? Yes, I was. However, we were fine. Darlow gets a 7. Let's move on to the 3 centre-backs now. Rodon and Biol both get 7s. Solid games from them. Solid performances from them. It was some really, really good stuff. And we'll move on to the 3rd centre-back, Strike. He had a very ropey game, in my opinion. I'm just not sure with him at the minute. Of course, I'm trying to keep the mood positive because we're in the Premier League. That's it. We're fine. We're done. However, Strike, he gets a 5. I just didn't think he was that amazing. I know some people might have an alternate opinion to that. I just didn't think he was that great. Strike gets a 5. Let's move on to our 2 wing-backs. Bogle and Justin both get 7s. 2 good games for them. Did what they need going forward. And defensively as well. Again, just didn't have a lot to do. Didn't have a lot to work with. but they had solid performances. That's why they both get sevens. Ethan Ampadu in midfield, he gets a seven as well. A solid game from him. What more could you ask from Ampadu? Anton Stack, he gets an eight. I can't lie, even though I was in the stadium, in my seat, I did miss the goal. I was devouring some Elland Road chips whilst this goal went in. And I saw the ball get headed out by Burnley, and I was thinking, oh, maybe, you know, something isn't going to happen from this attack. I looked down, and I start eating my chips. And then I look up, and I just see the ball roll into the bottom right corner, and people going around me going, oh my God, what a finish. And I didn't realise what the goal was like until I saw the replay on the big screen in Elland Road. And wow, Anton Stack, what a finish. On his weaker foot, just wrapping it into that near post as well. A near post finish from about 25 plus yards out. What a goal from Stack. Absolutely fantastic. He gets an eight. Altanaka, he comes away with a seven from this game. Again, just a solid performance. Did the job that we needed to do. Happy days. DCL and Okafor, they both get sevens as well. Just a solid game all round from both of them. Some really, really nice stuff. We'll move on to the benches and the bench. And to be honest, the substitutes, it didn't really come on and affect the game a lot. And they didn't really have to. They didn't have to do an awful lot. Nemecha, Brendan, Longstaff, James, and Nonto, they all get fives. They just didn't do anything, you know, worth noting. It was a good game from them, but again, just didn't change the game that much, hence why they got fives. But that is the Merv Awards. Nice and quick for you, LFU. It was a good performance, and man, I just feel so positive. I've got a smile on my face. There is no worry in the world right now from me. So let's just talk about tonight's game, 8 p.m. kickoff against Spurs away. So stuck into the Fark presser. Injuries-wise, Goodmanson is still out. Hopefully it's just for this game and we have him for the weekend. Okafor out for the next two games, which is a little disappointing. But now that we're safe and comfortable, we kind of don't have to worry. Okafor is a very good focal point for Leeds United. But, you know, it's not going to be that big of a miss anymore. And Pascal does have a knock, so maybe he will start tonight. Maybe not. Daniel Fark will probably find a way for it to shoehorn him into the side. So let's get stuck into the starting 11. So this is who I'd go for and what I think Daniel Fark will do with Leeds United starting 11. So I'd start with Darlow in goal, of course, then Bogle, Rodon, Beal, Strike, Justin, Ampadu, Stack, Tanaka in the midfield, and then DCL and Aronson up front. Of course, Aronson coming in for Okafor. You know, I'm not at that stage yet where maybe it's just like, you know, let's just rest the players. Let's just see out the rest of the season. Let's have some fun. Let's just go for it still. Why not? We have 9 points to play for. We can get up that league. That mid-table is looking very tight at the minute. And if we get a couple results, you know, maybe one or two wins, maybe against Brighton at home, we could get one tonight against Spurs. West Ham on the final day of the season, that's going to be a huge game for them, so they're going to be battling for it. These are all going to be hard games, but let's just go for it. Let's just cause a bit of trouble. Let's be that dirty Leeds that people are going to hate. And let's send someone down. Whether it's Spurs or West Ham, it's kind of in our hands on which side goes down. If Spurs beat us tonight, Spurs are probably going to stay up. If West Ham beat us in the final game of the season, they could stay up as well. But if we beat them both, man, that throws a spanner in the works and we could send someone down. I think Daniel Fark is just going to go for the exact same team. Striking at centre-back, although it says he has a knock. We've seen this before in Fark press conferences where he's kind of been wary about a player saying, oh, they have a knock, but next thing you know, they've been put in the starting 11 and that's it. So they're going to be that's what I think the starting 11 will be. That's what I think Daniel Fark will go for as well. Let's move on to the score prediction. So it could have been a big game tonight, but we can be extremely relaxed now, thanks to Arsenal, and once again, thanks to VAR. Thank you for just disallowing that Wilson goal and letting us have our moment. So we could come out firing today. However, it's going to be a difficult game just purely because of the situation Spurs are in. But I want us to go for it. I want us to go for it. I want us to try and get the 3 points. I just want players to kind of prove themselves on why they should be here next season, because there could be a couple players that you kind of think, yeah, we should let them go. We should probably sell them. But I want those players to perform now and show why they should be at Leeds United next year, where we're hopefully going to build on top of this season. You know, put the errors out the past where we barely sign anyone. We just do one or two pickups and just, you know, just kind of try and see the season out, which is not done very well for us. Of course, in that second season, we didn't back Bielsa. We only signed Dan James and Firpo. And look how that turned out. It was all downhill from there. So we need players to start proving themselves. A good, solid performance. However, it's Spurs. They're going to be battling for it. We've got to remember De Zerbi is a good manager, and Spurs do have a nice set of players who can perform. They have players who can perform. So I think tonight's score is going to be a 1-1 draw. That's not me saying Leeds should just be laid back and just let whatever happen, because I still think we should be throwing spanner in the works. Let's just do it for the sake of it. Let's be dirty Leeds once again and be Leeds scum and get those teams hating us for a reason. I would love that. That'd make me happy for the rest of the season, because you don't have much to play for anymore, you know. That 0.00009% chance of us getting into Europe is gone. Sadly, I know it's really annoying. LFU, Leeds United could have had a European push going into these final three games, but I think it'll be a 1-1 draw. Spurs have something to fight for. I feel like we still have points to prove that we're a solid team in this league. We can be competitive. Of course, we've stayed up. However, I'd like to see some Leeds United players just take that step up and keep going for it in these final three games of the season, and that will make me happy. So that's the pre-match conversation from me. Let's move on to Dad with his wiser view ahead of tonight's game against Spurs, which doesn't really matter.
We are Premier League. Said we are Premier League. Give Daniel Farke manager of the season. Before we get on to any predictions of tonight's match, let's just focus on what that man has done. He's kept us up despite having probably the lowest resources in the whole of the Premier League compared to everyone else who got promoted, everyone else who's in that league, and he's kept us in the league. And it will be a team who wasn't promoted that is going to go down. That is some achievement. Give the man the crown now. Now, as for tonight, I think it's going to be all about headspace. Spurs are in a position where they need something from this game. There's an intensity there. Leeds, what, we're aiming for top 10? Maybe even Europe? Actually, I don't think we can do that anymore. But I'd rather have a Leeds headspace than a Spurs headspace. And therefore, I think there'll be goals in this. I'm going for 3-1 Leeds tonight. 3-1. We are Premier League.
That's it. We are Premier League. Dad has said it there and then. We're fine. Yeah, I think tonight should be an enjoyable game. I think it's going to be a good atmosphere in that away end. We're in the Premier League for another year. It's going to be good down there. I can see why Dad's maybe gone with a 3-1 win. However, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think Spurs are going to come out fighting. We've obviously still going to be enjoying ourselves, still going to be striving to get higher up in that league, because 3 points will go a long way for us, and we can do something with that. And it would be nice to see the boys just battle it out. And, you know, maybe we can get top 10. Because if we get top 10, I have to say, Dad might be correct there with Daniel Farke, Premier League manager of the season shouts. You heard it here first on Lad's pre-match pod. Dad and Lad saying Daniel Farke, Premier League manager of the year. What a season it's been. Let's go give it some for these final three games and show why we should be in this Premier League. And it's not just a fluke. We haven't just signed a croc DCL who scored 10 plus goals this season, you know, made some free agent signings which have somehow worked out for us. Let's show the league why we belong in the Premier League. Come on, Leeds. Now Then LFU. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. If you're off to the game today, going down to London, have some fun. Make it a party atmosphere at Tottenham Stadium. It's a big, beautiful stadium, so go have a laugh. If you're staying in a nice warm house, off to the pub, whatever you're doing and listening to it in the car, have an absolutely cracking time, LFU. We can enjoy ourselves. We are Premier League. Let's try and get a win. Let's go ruffle some feathers down in the relegation zone. And let's be that dirty Leeds scum. Come on, Leeds.